Kruger Brothers, banjo, guitar and bass there with some guests. Will You Be Loving Another Man, a very classic Bill Monroe song there. We're going to hear from the Country Gentlemen again. This time it's a completely different lineup, apart from Charlie Waller, who has been or was the mainstay of the band for its entire life. This time it's Charlie Waller, Bill Yates, Doyle Lawson, Spider Gilliam on bass, Doyle Lawson playing mandolin, James Bailey playing banjo, and I think Bill Yates is just helping with the vocals on this one. And it's a beautiful Charlie Waller song called Come and Sit by the River, The Country Gentlemen.
Children, there was so much we could do. There was fishing, swimming too. There was always some raft that we were building. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water. This river flow, rolling down from the hills to the ocean. I have seen the waters high, almost fearsome rushing by. I have seen it nearly dry and without motion. Now at last you can see what it has come to. Oh, we've prospered but poisoned the waters. Now the tunes have all been played and the piper must be paid. Not by us, but our sons and daughters. Come and sit by the river with me for a while, and I'll tell you a story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water so blue. Come and sit by the river story that's true of when I was a boy playing here on the shore, and the grass was so green and the water so blue.
That's the Country Gentlemen with Come and Sit by the River with Me for a While. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing the music that I love to play from my shelves at home. Well, I'd like to take this opportunity to do a big shout out to all the people listening on access radio stations throughout New Zealand and Canada. This show comes from Free FM 89.0 in Hamilton, but it's syndicated throughout the access radio stations in New Zealand, such as Raglan Community Radio, Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay, and we also do a deal with Canadian Access Radio programs, and I get on half a dozen stations there, including CFBX and Kamloops, British Columbia, the Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, Prince George in British Columbia, and a couple of radio stations in the USA that I know of, Bluegrass Planet Radio and Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. All these stations take Back Porch Bluegrass at different times of the day and night, and I'm delighted that you folk listen and leave your radio on when Back Porch Bluegrass comes on. I hope you enjoy my selections musically. It's all from my shelves, and I used to buy a lot of records and CDs, not so much these days. So I've just got them all sitting there, and I'm thinking, there's wonderful music in those shelves, and it's great being able to share it with you. I realise that many of you listen on podcasts, maybe on Free FM, direct from the station, or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, whole bunch of different ways you can listen on podcasts. Thank you very much for letting me accompany you on your walks or your motorbike rides or your car rides or your just fishing by a river or whatever it is you're doing. I really appreciate the fact that you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. What are we going to hear now? Early this year, I went and visited an old friend, Bruce O'Hara, in Australia, and he had an album there to give me from a lady banjo player in Australia called Kay Armstrong, and she plays good banjo, and she sings and has a whole lot of original songs, and the album is called Life on Dead Horse Lane. What a name for a road. Dead Horse Lane. She's got a picture of the sign too, and it's only Aussies who'd think of calling a road Dead Horse Lane. And so we're going to hear Kay Armstrong play a song now. The one I've selected is one called I'd Forgotten. Sounds like a good song for me. Forgetting is what I can do these days. Kay's doing the banjo and vocals. Hugh Curtis is doing fiddle and a bit of vocal harmony. Ian Dodd, mandolin. Brendan Radford playing guitar and vocal harmony. Mark Webber playing some upright bass. And it's all recorded in Brisbane, Australia, right down the south end of Queensland. Look at your maps, and Brisbane's a big bustling city, and lots of New Zealanders go over to Brisbane. They love the climate over there, although it's a bit hot for me, I have to admit. So let's hear, after all that, let's hear from Kay doing I'd Forgotten.
Thank you. please, no more talk. Just one quiet little walk to the veranda. The rail, I lean out, look up, regale at how the Southern Cross had not forgotten me.
I'd forgotten how the stars could light a path right to my heart. I'd forgotten how the moon touches my soul. In the country on a cloudless night, and if the world ain't sitting right, softness in my eyes, spellbound by the brilliance of the Milky Way.
There was Kay Armstrong from Brisbane, Australia, with I've Forgotten. Well, when you got the record from Ricky Skaggs and Tony Rice and put it on the turntable, this is what you heard, and it was just magic. Exciting. Oh, when I heard that and listened to that whole album, I thought, oh, this is how mandolin and guitar stuff should be done. It was a real treat, and I hope you enjoyed that too. I'm going to play a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It was an album called Encore, released in 1996. Alan Rhodes on guitar, Jeremy Trenwith, my oldest boy, on bass, Colleen Trenwith on fiddle, David Calder on mandolin, and myself playing banjo. And we'd written some songs for the album. We were sort of back playing again. again after a bit of a hiatus and playing gospel music mostly, Colleen and I and Jeremy, and we got with the band again and started performing, and we had a whole lot of songs to do. And this is one written by Alan, and it's one called Home Sweet Home, and it's a different approach to the music from our earlier days, but I really enjoy the way Alan wrote the song. Let's hear Home Sweet Home.
Listen to the bellbird sing, telling me I'm home again. The laughter as the children play, my eyes are taking in this bright new day. I should have called to say I'm coming home, that I was tired of being on my own. So many years I dreamed about this day, and now I'm here to stay. Home sweet home, with my love and family all around. To hear your voice is just the sweetest sound. Home sweet home, there's something special in the air today. That lonely feeling has just blown away. Your smiling face, our children out to play. Home sweet home.
Thank you.
Isn't that a nice song? Oh, I really enjoyed that one. Alan was doing some good writing there. And the others, David Caller, was doing some nice mandolin picking and all that sort of thing. Oh, let's hear from Cliff Waldron again. Our love is always in season. Reminded of the old Flat and Scruggs song. They tell me your love is like a flower in the springtime. It blossoms and blah, all that sort of stuff about how their love fades in the different seasons. Well, according to Cliff Waldron, our love is always in season. Let's have a listen.
We met in the heat of the summer, and by the time the hills were red and gold, more than the leaves were falling as we watched our new love unfold. The cold winds that howl our first winter couldn't blow out the flames burning strong. Since then many snowfalls have melted, but this feeling's still deep and so warm. Our love is always in season. Our hearts are never out of touch, and we keep finding more sweet reasons to love each other so much. In the springtime are beautiful, but soon they're all gone. Our love, it never stops blooming as the years roll on. We vowed in the heat of the summer these golden rings we always would wear. Forever still keeps getting better with every new day that we share. Our love is always in season. Our hearts are never out of touch. We keep finding more sweet reasons to love each other so much.
Well, we've just about come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed this week's show. I invite you to join me again, however you link up with me, be it by podcast or listening on Access Radio, for another session next week at the same time. And meanwhile, we'll take it out with Scott Vestal and his friends. Scott's a fine banjo player, and they're playing Louisville Breakdown. See ya. Thank you.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.